This is a tornado warning for portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area. Repeating, this is a tornado warning for portions of the Twin Cities 7-county metropolitan area. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio. We will join the National Weather Service momentarily for details of this tornado warning. This warning does affect portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area.
Good evening. This is Carl Swanberg reporting live from the National Weather Service office here in the Twin Cities. The National Weather Service is issuing a tornado warning for persons in southern Anoka, northeast Hennepin, and northern Ramsey County. This tornado warning in effect until 7:30 this evening. At 6:45, some major damage to houses was reported in the Maple Grove area in northern Hennepin County. Also, Doppler weather radars are indicating strong circulation in the Brooklyn Park and Fridley areas. This tornadic activity was moving to the east-southeast at about 30 miles an hour. Some cities included in the tornado warning: Maple Grove, Brooklyn Park, Champlin, Anoka, Coon Rapids, Fridley, Spring Lake Park, Blaine, and Shoreview. Once again, a tornado warning in effect for southern Anoka, northeast Hennepin, and northern Ramsey County until 7:30 this evening. This is a dangerous storm situation, so act quickly. If you're in the path of a tornado, move to a shelter below ground if available. Otherwise, go to a small interior room on the lowest floor as possible. Avoid windows, abandon cars and mobile homes, and head for a reinforced building. Or in a last-second emergency, get into a ditch or culvert. This has been Carl Swanberg reporting live from the National Weather Service here in the Twin Cities.
Mike Lynch is with us at our CCO Weather Center, and what did he mean when he said there was strong circulation in Brooklyn Park?
Well, that means that there's strong thunderstorm circulation, which could lead to more tornado funnels, or very possibly still some tornado funnels in that area. And again, the cities affected, as Carl said, Maple Grove, Brooklyn Park, Champlin, Anoka, Coon Rapids, Fridley, Blaine, and Shoreview. Eventually, or essentially any city in northeastern Hennepin County, southern Anoka County, and as we've been mentioning recently, in northern Ramsey County, be on the lookout for tornadic winds, straight line winds, and some large hail. And you also got to be on the lookout for some dangerous lightning. We're getting quite a few cloud-to-ground lightning strikes now with this system as it moves.
Now, yeah. It doesn't seem that it's moving very rapidly, though, does it?
It has slowed down, but it's nonetheless still moving towards the east-southeast at about 30 to 35 miles an hour. Many times when these thunderstorms gather strength and get stronger, they do move a little bit slower at times. But nonetheless, it is making steady progress towards the southeast. And right now, I'd say the leading edge of the storms go from the northern suburbs of St. Paul around Ramsey County to the northern side of Minneapolis. This activity moving towards the east-southeast at 30 miles an hour. We'll see general thunderstorm and possibly severe thunderstorm activity move through probably much of Ramsey County and much of Hennepin County here within the next hour or so. But again, to repeat, the main thing we're watching right now is a tornado warning for southern Anoka, northeastern Hennepin, and northern Ramsey County. That warning now extending until 7:30. Tornado funnels still being spotted around the Brooklyn Park and Fridley area, and this activity moving towards the east-southeast. And as Rich and I have been mentioning, we've had some scanty reports now of some house damage in the Maple Grove area.
I just talked to somebody, Mike, who said at least one of the homes near 107th and Nathan was virtually leveled.
Yeah.
By whatever went through there, either a storm or either a tornado or straight-line wind. We also have a report now, an unofficial report, of a possible tornado sighting at 101st and Regent.
That would make
Brooklyn
sense.
Brooklyn Park.
Yep.
And this is the first indication we've had of anything on the ground. And while it's unofficial at this point, I was told that they are investigating the report of a tornado on the ground.
You know.
Oh, I was just going to say, I have a Mrs. Christensen on the line. I don't think you're related to Ray, though.
No, I'm not. I don't think so.
Why don't you tell us? You live in Maple Grove.
Yes, we do. We live in Maple Grove on off of Trenton, 109th, rather, excuse me. And we've got trees down, and back end of our garage is caved in. The roofs are gone. The whole neighborhood is just down. We have a telephone, but no electricity. The trees are all gone, and it's
we've
horrible.
Had them in Brooklyn,
it's really bad.
Now, when did it go through Maple Grove?
It just went through about 10 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
We had just come in the garage, and my husband and I and our van, my daughter and her two children were visiting here, and we got just into the basement in time. In fact, my husband could hardly get down the basement. It just hit that fast, and It was just horrible. You couldn't hear. Your ears were plugged in. It was just awful. Everything is just...
Do you think there was? Do you think there was a touchdown then?
Yes, I'm sure it was. Everything you could see it. If someone come out here and see it, it's just horrible. It's really bad. Our trees, and we have a heavy cement wishing well in the back, and the whole top of it's gone, and I don't even know where it is.
Oh gee, how many houses in your area do you think are affected, like on your street?
In our area, in our block here, there's 20 of us, and
boy.
It came from behind us. The people across the street, I don't see anything wrong, but it's behind us. And my daughter's car is sitting in the driveway, but the back end of our garage is caved right in, and the roof is all gone, and part of it. It's just horrible.
Well, I'm so sorry for what happened. Thank you so much for calling us, though, tonight. We appreciate it.
Sure,
okay. This is Christensen in Maple Grove. Mike Winch has a report from our weather center now.
I was just trying to see. I was on the phone with the weather service, so where was the woman calling from?
She was calling from that Maple Grove area
Maple
that you
Grove,
were talking
okay,
about,
yeah.
And apparently quite a few houses there was damaged.
Okay, and again, we're getting reports of a tornado possible touchdown, unconfirmed, but nonetheless take seriously around the Brooklyn Park area, and that's precisely the area where the warning is still in effect for northeastern Hennepin, southern Anoka, and northern Ramsey County.
Again, the possible touchdown was where, Brooklyn?
Brooklyn Park. That's unconfirmed yet. We're still getting spotters out there and officially trying to find out what's going on.
Okay, let's repeat again the warning, shall we, Rich? Until 7:30 tonight,
yes.
A tornado warning in effect for southern Anoka, northeast Hennepin, and northern Ramsey counties. And we have reports of damage that occurred at about 6:45 in Maple Grove. We just heard from the woman who was talking about her area being affected. They say there's still strong circulation of winds and possible funnel clouds in Brooklyn Park and Fridley. And now they're saying a possible touchdown in Brooklyn Park. Do you know who saw that possible touchdown, Mitch?
No, at this point I don't know. I just got a call from a citizen who said they were investigating a possible touchdown or a tornado on the ground at 101st and Regent in Brooklyn Park. That's directly east of Maple Grove, and of course where we're reporting the damage now. Okay, Ruth, we have the warning in effect until 7:30. That's another 27 minutes for now for northeastern Hennepin County. And this gets a little tricky now. We're into the northeast and south and northern type warning. Northeastern Hennepin County, which includes the towns of Champlin, Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, Maple Grove, Dayton. Southern Anoka County, which includes Anoka, Coon Rapids, Blaine, Lino Lakes, and Ham Lake. Spring Lake Park, Fridley, Hilltop, and Columbia Heights. And northern Ramsey County, communities of Moundsview, New Brighton, Arden Hills, Shoreview, Badenace Heights, White Bear Lake, and North Oaks. So a tornado warning in effect until 7:30 for people in those communities. And this is a serious situation. The system is now directly over the metropolitan area, moving to the east-southeast at last count at 30 miles an hour. It has produced a number of funnel clouds aloft, and the way it appears now, at least one touchdown or possibly one touchdown in Maple Grove and maybe another in Brooklyn Park.
This is WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'm Ruth Kozlak. Rich Holter is with us from our CCO newsroom. And, of course, we have Mike Lynch at the Weather Center. I wonder, Rich, if you have heard the other night, Tuesday night, when we had the storms go through. You weren't here. But, boy, there was so much rain. I wonder, are you getting reports if it's pouring like that, the way it was on Tuesday?
So far, I've had no indication that there's been extensive rainfall anywhere in this system throughout the evening. So it doesn't appear that way anyway, at this point.
Interesting how different these storms can be from time to time. Again, a tornado warning is in effect for southern Anoka, northeast Hennepin, and northern Ramsey County till 7:30. Mike Lynch at the Weather Center right now. Mike?
It's funny you were mentioning rainfalls. We've had reports now in northern Hennepin County of up to a quarter inch of rain here, a quarter to a half an inch of rain in the last half hour, especially extreme northern Hennepin County around the Rogers area. And we're still getting reports of some strong gusty surface winds, not necessarily a tornado, and reports of some marble-sized hail and a few unconfirmed reports of hail a little bit larger than that. So we're still... along with the tornadoes, we're still keeping our eye out for the strong, gusty surface winds, which can do a lot of damage by themselves, and, of course, the large hail and the dangerous lightning. The leading edge of the activity now appears to be well within the northern suburbs of St. Paul, around northern Ramsey County, and it looks like we're starting to get some strong winds picking up now around the north side of Minneapolis. We'll probably see shower and thunderstorm activity move through the center of the Twin City area, center of Minneapolis and St. Paul, probably by about 7:20 or 7:30 tonight. The activity still moving towards the east-southeast.
Just got a call from the gentleman in Champlin who says it is now raining cats and dogs there. It's been raining for about the last 10 minutes in Champlin.
Yes, that cell is really picking up in Hennepin County, especially in the northern half. And along with the tornado threat, lots of heavy rain, strong winds, wire tail, and, of course, the ever-present danger with lightning.
Mike, this system is showing no sign of decaying at this point in quite some time now.
No, it hasn't. In fact, it's getting stronger.
That should be a little concern, should it not?
That should be, yes. And many times these storms go through cycling stages where they appear to calm down for a few minutes, but then they roar up to even more strength than they had before.
Mm-hmm.
I see another storm cell. It looks like it's in Wisconsin and
yeah.
to the northeast of the Twin Cities.
Yeah, it's in Polk County, northern Polk County around Frederick and Luck, Wisconsin. We've had no reports of any severe weather up there, but nonetheless, there's probably some strong gusty winds and some hail and probably some heavy rain up there as well. That activity looks like it's moving towards the southeast, towards the area around Balsam Lake and Cumberland, Wisconsin. And also, too, just as long as we're on the line, some pretty heavy thunderstorm activity just west of Hennepin County around Delano and just north of Lake Waconia. And that activity is well moving towards the east-southeast.
Sorry about that,
That's
Mike.
Okay.
I was just on the phone.
Just filling in the gap here.
Talking to someone in Rockford who said they were definitely getting tons of rain.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I just talked to a young man named Tim in Anoka. He said in the past hour his rain gauge shows 2.6 inches.
No surprise.
So it is packing some water as well.
Yes.
Boy, we either have not enough or too much, huh, Mike?
That's right. Looks like it's the northern side of the Twin Cities turning to get heavy rain tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get what we got in the southern suburbs last time, but nonetheless, some heavy rains and, of course, the tornadoes.
All right, we have a tornado warning in effect until 7:30 tonight for southern Anoka County, northeast Hennepin, and northern Ramsey County. And this has actually been in effect starting at about 6:30 tonight for southern Anoka and northern Hennepin, and then they added northern Ramsey County. So really about an hour here we're going to have of this severe weather. So far at 6:45 there was reports of damage, a possible touchdown in Maple Grove. Some houses were damaged. We heard from a woman there. And there was a possible touchdown in Brooklyn Park at about 101st and Regent. Again, these have not been verified. And Mike was saying about rainfall amounts, northern Hennepin County getting about a quarter to a half inch of rain. There's marble-sized hail with this storm. Of course, strong winds. And just keep it here on CCO, and we'll keep you informed, Rich.
All right, let's run over the cities again included in this tornado warning until 7:30 tonight. If you live in Dayton, Champlin, Brooklyn Park, Maple Grove, or Brooklyn Center, that's in northeastern Hennepin County, you are under a tornado warning until 7:30. The same if you live in Anoka, Coon Rapids, Blaine, Lina Lakes, Ham Lake, Spring Lake Park, Ridley, Hilltop, or Columbia Heights in Anoka County. Same thing, a tornado warning until 7:30. That's another 22 minutes from now for people in Moundsview, New Brighton, Arden Hills, Shoreview, Batnays Heights, Gem Lake, White Bear Lake, and North Oaks. Possibly Little Canada. That's right on the border of northern and southern Ramsey County. But we do have a tornado warning, in effect until 7:30. In addition, the entire metropolitan area is under a tornado watch until 9 o'clock tonight, along with portions of eastern South Dakota and most of central and southern Minnesota. As Ruth said, we have two possible touchdowns, one in Maple Grove and one in Brooklyn Park, both in Hennepin County. And Ruth has some more.
Yes, I just heard from a gentleman who has a scanner, and he lives in Brooklyn Park, and he says where he is now, it's calmed down. The wind is still blowing, and there's some rain. But they are reporting that they've blocked off Noble now in Brooklyn Park from 101st to 109th Street because of damage. There's a couple of Nathan Lane, I believe, is the street, where there's a couple of houses with the roofs blown out, and he said they reported on the scanner that they were getting the fire department there to get some people out of a basement, people trapped in a basement in Brooklyn Park. So definitely, that probably is where the second touchdown was reported, right, Rich?
You see, that's Noble Avenue blocked from 101st to 109th.
And then he mentioned Nathan Lane. I don't know if that's where the houses are located in that area.
107th and Nathan Lane was the report we had of a touchdown.
Okay.
All right. So, we have still no reports of anybody injured or injured seriously at this point. We do have some property damage being reported in Brooklyn Park and Maple Grove. But we do have a tornado warning. It remains in effect for a good portion of the central metro area until 7:30 tonight. That's northeastern Hennepin County, southern Anoka County, and northern Ramsey County. I don't know if Mike's with us or not.
Yes, I am.
He is. What's the movement of the system now? Has it slowed down, or is it still moving at about the same pace?
I believe it's slowed down just a little bit. I think it's probably moving towards the east-southeast at 30 miles an hour, and it's making steady progress through the metro. Right now, it covers most of the northern, two-thirds of Hennepin County. It's already moved into much of northern Ramsey County. It's continuing to move towards the east-southeast. If you want to put a projection on this thing, I think it'll probably move through much of southern Hennepin County, all of Ramsey County, through sections of southern Washington County within the next hour or so. And then probably a little bit after that, after 8 o'clock or so, we'll probably see some pretty heavy shower and thunderstorm activity move into sections of southern Carver County, as well as northern sections of Scott County and Dakota County of the Twin Cities. So it's making steady progress towards the southeast, and it appears just as strong as ever. Again, you want to keep your eye out for tornado funnels, tornado touchdowns, along with the strong winds and large hail, and, of course, the lightning.
Let's do a little speculating here, Mike.
Okay.
It hasn't shown any signs of decaying.
Absolutely
not. Is it likely to, or will we see an extension of this warning county by county as we move through the area?
Well, on the satellite pictures, there's certainly no sign of decay. The cloud tops are building. I would imagine some of the cloud tops in these thunderstorms are past 50,000 feet. Whenever that happens, you usually have a thunderstorm which has a bit of a lifespan on it, more than an hour or so. And if it holds together, and it probably should hold together, again, we'll see some heavy thunderstorm activity move right through the center part of the St. Paul, Minneapolis area and immediate suburbs, probably within the next half hour. And then it'll start moving into the southern part of the metro area, northern Dakota, northern Scott County, probably towards about a quarter of 8 or so, the way it looks now.
Okay, but
quarter of 8 to 8 o'clock.
Okay, that's just a little over an hour from the inception then.
That's right, and the way it's going now, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if more severe thunderstorm warnings aren't issued, and if we're continuing to see funnel clouds, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we get more tornado warnings. But no warnings issued as of yet for the very central part of the Twin Cities and some of the southern spots, but as this activity moves towards the southeast, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we do.
We have a report from someone who lives in Brooklyn Park. Your name is Scott?
Yes.
And tell us about the damage in your area.
Okay, I'm on 98th Avenue North in Brooklyn Park, and around 5 before 7, it got really dark, and the wind just suddenly started picking up, and the rain was really coming down hard, so we all took cover downstairs, and about 10, 15 minutes after that passed, we came up, and two of our windows are broken, a big picture window in the front of our house, and one downstairs. And we went outside, and our neighbor's garage, just down to the left of us, is leveled completely. There are about, last count, 8 trees down, a lot of branches from trees in our yard down. A couple swings that blew by. They're all twisted, laying in neighbor's yards across the street. And right now, it's stopped raining. The wind has died down, but you can hear the thunder, and it is starting to darken up again.
Now, where are you in relation to where we thought the touchdown occurred, where we had the report of the touchdown on Nathan Lane? You know where that is?
That's about 4 blocks, I believe, south. I'm on 98, 2916 98th Avenue North.
Okay. So very close then.
Yeah, about 3 blocks down.
All right, Ruth, we are standing by for another warning from the National Weather Service, but in the interest of our Twins fans, we'll update you. It's now 2-1 Twins in the bottom of the second inning.
Yay!
In Toronto. So, we have a tornado warning in effect until 7:30 tonight for eastern, northeastern Hennepin, southern Anoka, and northern Ramsey. And in just a moment or two, we'll be hearing something additional from the National Weather Service.
Good evening. This is Carl Swanberg reporting again from the National Weather Service here in the Twin Cities. The National Weather Service is issuing a severe thunderstorm warning for all of Hennepin, all of Ramsey, all of Washington, and the southeast half of Anoka County, this severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:15 this evening. Currently, weather radar was indicating a large area of severe thunderstorms covering much of the northern half of Hennepin County into Anoka County and entering parts of Ramsey County. This severe activity was moving to the east-southeast at about 30 miles an hour. Also, a tornado warning, in effect until 7:30 p.m., remains for persons in northeast Hennepin, the southern half of Anoka, as well as northern Ramsey County. Once again, the National Weather Service is issuing a severe thunderstorm warning for all of Hennepin, all of Ramsey, all of Washington, and the southeast half of Anoka County. Remember, severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rains. Also, severe thunderstorms can and occasionally do produce a tornado with little or no advance warning, so be on the lookout and be prepared to move to a place of safety if one is spotted. Once again, severe thunderstorms warning in effect for all of Hennepin, all of Ramsey, all of Washington, and the southeast half of Anoka County until 8:15 this evening. This has been Carl Swanberg reporting live from the National Weather Service office here in the Twin Cities.
And, of course, we still have, in effect, the tornado warning for southern Anoka, northeast Hennepin, and northern Ramsey counties until 7:30, so for about the next 14 minutes. We have another report of damage from a gentleman who lives in Maple Grove. Your name's Chuck, right?
Right.
And you just took a little stroll.
Yeah, we live on 102nd, and we went down to about 105th or 6th at the start. It goes from Lancaster all the way down to Nathan, so it's like a one-block area, but it must go between about 106th and 108th, and there's houses with the roofs totally tore off the houses and garages out in the cornfield. Shingles, roofs, it's a lot of trees are down. It appears to be a lot more dangerous or more damaged than I think we had heard on the radio here a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like about a 2 or 3 block square section where it's quite extensive damage. So there's, right now there seems to be a lot of fire trucks and police and things of that nature coming down here. I'm sure they'll have the whole area blocked off, but it's pretty bad.
Now, we had heard earlier that the fire trucks were in that area because some people may have been trapped in a basement. Did you see any work on trying to get a roof off a house or people?
We couldn't get down that far, but saw them down in an area, and it must have been about 107th and Nathan where they were all working. But then we were a block east of that, and we were on about 105th and 106th. That whole block between Nathan and Lancaster is just, definitely a tornado went through there.
Chuck, this is Rich Holder in the news, Bill.
Yeah.
Any reports of any injuries you've heard of?
No, we just came down and came right back. We have a number of friends that are down here, so we're going to throw our raincoats on and give a couple calls and see if there's, I saw one individual was carrying two sets of golf clubs out of the cornfield. And,
I hope he got them all.
Yeah, I don't know. He had one in his hand and,
no.
So, yeah, everything has just turned over down there, so. Yeah,
all right.
Really got nailed.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck.
Okay.